Gemara continues amongst this discussion. Rabbi had said, we say the principle of Hoyle. Rav Chista says, we do not say the principle of Hoyle. And Rabbi had asked Rav Chista so far two questions on that. The Gemara continues. Rabbi asks a third question. Rabbi asks, how could Rav Chista say that Deraisa? You're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. The Mishnah says that the Lechem upon him, which were typically baked on Friday and eaten on the Shabbos a week later, they were not allowed to be baked on Yom Tov, even though they would be eaten on Shabbos. We find now rabbinic isurim were not followed in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, if deraisa this could be done, it should be allowed for lechem aponim. Rav Chista said the rabbonon did not institute the isurim in the Beis Hamikdash only if the rabbinic isur would interfere with an immediate need of the avodah. However, regarding the lechem aponim, they would not be eaten for over a week, and therefore the isur the rabbonon of baking on Yom Tov for Shabbos did apply. Reacting more, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the name of Rav Shimon ben Askan, said that one does bake the lechem aponim on Yom Tov. We see that there is no rabbinic iser instituted even in this case. Mar says that's exactly the point of Machlekes between Rav Shimon and the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says that they may not be baked on Yom Tov because there is a rabbinic iser in this case, even in the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Shimon says that no, there is no derabbanan in this case because the derabbanans don't apply in the Beis Hamikdash, even in this case. Zaknuar Rav Mari asked, the Mishnah says that the Shtei Alechem, which are brought on Shuas, may not be baked on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now, if we may not even bake on Yom Tov for something needed on Yom Tov, how can Rav Chista suggest that one may bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Mari answers, the pasuk that permits the baking on Yom Tov says, Lochem, the permit is for you. The Shtei Alechem is a carbon that's therefore not considered to be for you, Lochem. That's why it may not be baked on Yom Tov. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the name of Rav Shimon Askan, who says that it may be baked on Yom Tov, what does he do with the word Lochem? So he uses it for Abba Shol, who says that the Pasuk teaches Lochem for you and not for Goyim, meaning the permit to bake on Yom Tov is only to prepare food for Yid and not for Goyim. Rav Chista asks, how can Rabbi say that we say the principle of Hoyol? The Mishnah says it's possible for a person to plow one row and be chayiv eight lavim. One of the lavim listed in the Mishnah is for plowing on Yom Tov. Now, according to Rabbi, one should not be chayiv for plowing on Yom Tov because we should say that Hoyol, since he may need the loosed earth that he's plowing to use for the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, he should not be chayiv for the plowing. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel said the Mishnah is discussing where he's plowing a field of rocks which can't be used for the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, and therefore you don't have that possibility. For the act of Gemara, you can crush the stones and then they would be fit for Kisei Adam. Gemara says it's not mutter to crush stones on Yom Tov. It's considered to be grinding. But you can crush them in an unusual way, klachayad, which would not be usher on Yom Tov. Gemara says the Mishnah is discussing rocky ground, which can't even be crushed. For the act of Gemara, it can't be discussing rocky ground because the Mishnah says that he's planting in it and you can't plant. Rocky ground is not plantable ground. Gemara says he's planting in the soft earth underneath the rocky layer, but he's chayiv for plowing, but the rocky ground on top of that. In fact, you shouldn't be chayiv for the plowing because if he uncovers soft dirt, that soft earth may be used for Kisei Adam. So Mar Bar Rashi said the Mishnah is dealing with moist mud, which you could plant in, but which can't be used for Kisei Adam, and that's why he's chayiv. The Gemara Abaye asks, the Braisa says, someone who cooks the Gira Nosha in milk on Yom Tov and then eats it, it would be chayiv five sets of malchus, one of which is for lighting a fire on Yom Tov. Now, according to Rabbah, since we say hoyol, we should say that hoyol, since the fire could be used for mutadika cooking, he shouldn't be chayiv having lit a fire for osadika cooking. The Rabbah said, we have to amend the Braisa that enechanami, there are five sets of malchus, but the fifth set of malchus is not for lighting a fire, but rather it's for eating the Gira Nosha when it's the Gira Nosha of an animal that wasn't available. In fact, Rav Chiya taught, of the five sets of malchus, two of them are for eating, meaning eating the gira nosha and eating the meat and the milk. And but according to the way Rabbi just changed, there are now three for eating. There's a third one of eating the nevela. So Bazoi, it doesn't make sense according to Rav Chiya taught. So Mar says, in Echanam, you have to amend the braisa to say that the fifth set of malchus is actually for using wood of muktzah. That's what the fifth set of malchus is. In fact, Mar, but muktzah is not also deraisa. Rabbi says, it is. Because the pasuk says veichinu, you have to prepare what you need for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore muktzah, he says, is actually deraisa. Abaye asks, you rabbis seem to say elsewhere that muktzah is only also derabbanon. Second of all, another question affecting Gemara. Also, you say that someone who is over multiple lavim with one action on Yom Tov is only chayiv one set of malchus. So placing the wood into the fire and cooking, which are all one act, should only get one set of malchus, not the two sets of malchus that you're now suggesting. Rabbi said we have to amend the braisa to say that the fifth set of malchus is actually for using the wood of an asherah tree, meaning it's used with the wood that was used for avodah zarah, and that's where the malchus comes for, using wood of avodah zarah. So it's not a muktzah issue. And it's also not of the same action, and therefore it would be a separate set of malchus for it. And that way, it answers both these questions. In fact, the Mar of Acham, the son of Rava, asked if that we learned that someone is chayev two sets of malchus for using asher wood. He should be chayev six sets of malchus over here, not only five. Gemara says, yeah, we have to amend the braisa to say that the fifth set of malchus is for using wood of hegdish, not for using the wood of an asherit. You're rather using the wood of hegdish, therefore it's only one for that, and therefore it's a total of five, not a total of six.